Good morning, my friends. This is one of my favorite chapters in the 40-Day Challenge. We're up to day 14. If you see something, say something. And the question is, how do we deal with situations where someone, God forbid, embarrasses us, or we feel aggrieved, we feel slighted in some kind of way? How do we not hold on to it? How do we deal with the situation moving forward? So the Torah tells us explicitly, Lo tisna tachicha b'lvavecha, do not harbor hate for your fellow Jew. Hochech tochiach atamitecha, you shall surely correct their behavior. Velo tisa lav chet, and don't bear sin because of him. And the great Ramban, Nachmanides, answers the question that all the Mefarshim, all the commentators ask, what does it mean at the end, velo tisa lav chet? Don't bear sin. I get that you're supposed to not harbor hate. You're supposed to correct your neighbor if they're doing something wrong against the Torah. But what does it mean? What sin? Don't bear sin. So the Ramban says, Nachmanides writes, it's the sin of harboring hate. And how do you prevent yourself from violating this prohibition of harboring hate for a fellow Jew? It's right there in the middle of the verse, hochiach tochiach, by saying something. When you see something, say something, and don't sweep it under the rug. Now, I made this point in the chapter. You don't want to become one of those people that are sharing every single little thing that's bothering you. This is reserved for grievances and things that are really, really upsetting you that are not allowing you to move forward, let's say in life or with your relationship with this fellow Jew. So the mitzvah of giving reproof or correcting, if it's done properly, it can prevent you from violating the Torah's prohibition of hating a fellow Jew. Now, I want to share another source that's not in the chapter, and it's a Gemara in Yevamos 65b, the passage in the Talmud, in the name of Rabbi Eliyahu, Mishum Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, who said, Kishem shem mitzvah ladam lamar davar hanishma, just like it's a mitzvah for a person to say something to someone else that will be heard, kach mitzvah adam shelo lamar davar she'enu nishma, so too it's a mitzvah for a person not to say something that won't be heard, which means that if you're aggrieved, you're upset, and you know the other person is just not going to be makabel it, they're not going to receive it favorably, they're not going to hear it, then there's no mitzvah to do it. But if you think they can hear it, then you should try to do it so that you could prevent yourself from, God forbid, coming to harbor enmity or hatred, God forbid, for a fellow Jew. This is very, very important. You have to kind of size up the situation. And also, the way you give over the tochacha, the rebuke, is extremely, extremely important. There's research, actually, that finds that when you're in disagreement with another person and you express the issue in speech, it's much more constructive than doing it in writing. People often perceive more, let's say, shared humanity and less hostility when they hear a voice rather than just getting a text or reading words. You have to really think about the mode of how you're saying it, what you're saying it, how is this going to be positively received? If it can't be positively received, then as the Gemara says, then you shouldn't share it. One last thing I want to share also, which I think is very, very powerful. My son shared this source with me from the Baal Shem Tov, the great founder of the Hasidic movement. And he said something really interesting. He says, and I quote, Chavercha hu mar'eh shelach, says your fellow is your mar'eh. It's like a mirror to you. Im ro'eh ata bo pegam, if you see a blemish in your fellow, pigimcha shelcha hu shata ra'eh, it's often your own blemish that you're seeing. So this is very, very important. This is not canceling out the mitzvah tochacha, the mitzvah of, let's say, rebuke if you've been wronged in some kind of way. But before you start lashing out at the other person and getting it off your chest, ask yourself a very important question. Why is this thing happening to me? According to the Baal Shem Tov, nothing is random. So the fact that this particular flaw in this particular person entered your field of vision at this particular moment, that might have been part of the Hashgacha, part of God's providence for you or me to learn something. So rather than just like, oh, pointing it out in someone else, maybe I'm being presented with this situation because this person is a mar'eh. He's like a mirror to me. And now it could be that, you know, it's not mirroring anything. I don't see anything in what this other person's doing to me. That's a flaw in my own personality. And then that's the opportunity. Then you should speak to that person and say it in the right way. And hopefully it will be received properly. But often we are presented with negative situations so that we can perhaps see that flaw, not in someone else, but in our own selves. And if we have the honesty to do that, then we can really grow from these situations, not by correcting someone else, but ultimately by improving ourselves. Have a great day.